Have my Gucci on. I go wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing on, bet I made you look.
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on Saturday. Glad to have you along with us for the ride to talk about local businesses, organizations, events. We have a lot to get to today and so many different wonderful things happening in our community. I have to give a big shout out to our sponsors and supporters of the program. So great to have them on as well to tell their stories, but also to bring stories of others. So that's one thing that our sponsors do, so we really appreciate them. We are live on University Avenue from the Solidarity Realty Studios. And again, Darcy and the team over at Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. Man, what a great group there, and we really appreciate their support and involvement here at the station as well. I am glad to be here as a Dane by Local board member, also host of the show and creator of the show, to talk with you and talk about good people like we have with us here today. One of our sponsors that we just mentioned is Madison Top Company, and they are joining us today here on the program to talk about some of their services and products. And Madison Top, you guys are up to a lot of good stuff over there. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, Megan, I think we just lost Julia, so she'll have to chime back in. She is coming back on. Perfect. So that's great. Thanks, Julia, for doing that. Julia is back with us now, too. Julia, how are you?
Can you hear me?
We got you now. Yes. Yes, we do.
Hi. Okay. Hi. That's, how are you?
It's just a funny thing with the phones here, so no problem. So I just wanted to welcome you guys into the program. It's great to talk with Madison Top Company. They're one of the sponsors of the show, Madison Top Company. They do so many things for so many businesses, nonprofits, events. Basically, Julia, whatever you need, you can go to Madison Top Company and get it, right?
Exactly. We offer tons of different items. If whatever you can think of, we can make it for you.
So I know today we wanted to focus on engraving, and Megan said to defer to you a little bit on that. So let's talk about your engraving services, what you can do, and how that's evolved, because it's really something that you guys have ramped up here in the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little about me. I've been working at Madison Top since August. I run the social media and I help with customer orders, but I also run the engraving department. So I've been learning a ton about that. I know that's something that was added in early 2021, kind of as like a pandemic project. And we've been kind of growing and expanding and learning and growing the service a ton. We've got several laser engraving machines, which they can mark many different materials, and we recently got a rotary engraver, which can cut into metal, which is also an exciting new service that we can offer. We're super busy. We've got lots of projects going on. One of our most popular things that we do is engraving drinkware, and so we kind of a lot of like stainless steel water bottles, mugs, even growlers, we can do. We engrave through the powder coat, and so the stainless steel shines through. And you could do any design as long as it's a one-color design. You could do a tiny name. You could decorate the whole thing, but it's really fun. We do a lot of that.
I was just showcasing, for anyone watching the Facebook stream or the video here, just showcasing a piece that Madison Top Company had done for me, so I really appreciate that. And I think I wanted to talk with you guys about that here, too. We'll bring Megan onto the show. Megan, sorry about the little hiccup here, but we got you. Talk about the family-owned business with Madison Top and how important it is to be a family-owned business and been around as long as you have here serving the community.
Yeah, we are coming up. April will be our 49th birthday that we've been in Madison. And it's been quite fun. My great uncle started it, and then my grandparents ran it, and then my parents ran it. And it's been very interesting. I know no different than growing up in a family business. So I've been surrounded by this company my entire life. And it's been really special. So my dad was able to bring me into it. I'm learning all the tools and tricks. It's just like a really special opportunity. My dad says the best and worst thing is owning a family business because it's great working with your family every day, but you're with your family every day. Pros and cons.
Fair enough. We're talking with Megan. Really, go ahead, Megan.
It's really quite nice. It's just brings that little personable part to a company that can be kind of stodgy. If you go online, you can go online and get pretty much anything we offer, but you lose that customer aspect. And we're going to be there and we'll talk through and like figure out the project and bring your vision to life. And you just lose that when you go through an online service.
Yeah, 100%. The customer service at Madison Top is incredible. And it's also, you have a trusted partner right here that you can work through things. You can see products. You can see examples of what you're looking for before you order. And the other thing, I think, before we go back to Julia and Megan, is just talking about some of the quality of the products that you carry at Madison Top. Because you understand that if someone's putting money into something, creating a customized piece, they don't want it to be something unless it's, you know, there are degrees here, right, for giveaway items and things like that that you'll spend a little less on. But if it's like, for example, for me, we made some custom one-off pieces for gifts, for friends or relatives or whatever. It was something I wanted to be a good quality thing that was going to last. And you guys really do have a lot of good options and affordable options for quality pieces.
Yeah, we have a really big, we can do cheap. We can get you the cheapest item you want. You're giving them away. We understand that. We're going to tell you what the quality of the item you are getting. And we really want to surface all of our really nice quality items that we have right in front of you. And we don't charge an arm and a leg for it because we try not to gouge people over some items. We want everyone to enjoy it and have creativity and have fun with it. And if you make it really expensive, it makes it unattainable for all. So we like making it so you can get a really customized, one-of-a-kind piece, and it's not going to kill your wallet.
One other thing, as we go back to Julia here, talking with Megan and Julia with Madison Top Company, it's an honest assessment, what you're looking for. Madison Top will give you what you're looking for. So if you're looking for those items, the giveaway items and quality of that, they make that for you. Otherwise, if you want to make something that's long-lasting, they can do that for you too. The other thing, Julia, that I think that's really unique is Madison Top will do custom items and will do, there's no minimum orders. I mean, you don't hear that everywhere, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's something that people are always very pleasantly surprised to hear, because that is a very rare thing for a service like us to offer. But yeah, you can just get a single item. And Jason, I remember doing some of those bottles for you before the holidays. I knew that you were giving them as gifts. And so I hope everyone liked them.
They did. They went over great. Yeah. Took the pressure off me too, in terms of like trying to go, you know, figure out what I was going to do for gifts for people. It was a great gift and they loved it. And it was customized and personal.
Exactly. And that's why, especially these like engraved drinkware, that's a really popular gift item because it's so easy to personalize. But it's really great quality, really long lasting stuff that people can use in their everyday life. We offer several great brands. We do a lot of Polar Camel and 5050 brand, and we're getting an exciting new brand coming up here that we will reveal soon. But yeah, no minimums. You can walk in. People are always pleasantly surprised by all the fun stuff we have in our showroom. So we've got tons of examples of just all sorts of stuff we can do, but we have two entire walls of drinkware that, you can come in and pick out exactly what you need.
So many different colors and sizes and options, to fit exactly what you're looking for. And like you said, if you go to Madison Top, and stop in there during business hours, you can actually see these items, hold them in your hands, see the size, see how the lid fits and works. I mean, I have admittedly back several years ago ordered some promotional items online once or twice. You never know what you're going to get. Here, you know exactly what you're going to get. So,
absolutely
love that.
Very true. Yeah, and one thing I wanted to note about the drinkware, too, is with the pricing. The engraving is essentially free because you could walk in and buy a blank bottle, and it's going to cost you the same as if you get it decorated. So that's a fun part of it as well.
Yeah, I think that's pretty remarkable. Again, we're talking with Julia and Megan over at Madison Top Company. They're on Stewart Street here in Madison. Accessible, wonderful people to work with. Can do everything you can think of to brand an item, Megan. But today we're really kind of focusing on the engraving stuff. But give people a quick, before we finish up and with the engraving, give people a quick overview of the breadth of what you can all logo, brand, and create for them?
Yeah, so we have a lot of items. So tumblers is our biggest thing, but we can engrave a single pen for you, if not a bunch of pens. We just started making custom cutout keychains, so we can cut a keychain out to your logo, your shape, your pet's face, whatever you're kind of wanting to make happen, we can make
happen.
Did
you just say your pet's face? Is that what you said?
Oh, yes, Jason. I am in the works. We have some office pups, so whenever you come into the showroom, there will be a dog or two to greet you. And I have been working on getting a custom keychain and fridge magnet with it, my pet's face printed on it and then cut out to the shape of the dog's head. And so that is something that we can also do because I wanted it. So I'm making it happen. We make my dreams come true as well, Jason.
And so we can
really make 100% custom items. That is really, really fun having people come in not really knowing what they're wanting. And we have fun and we make it happen because that's what we like doing. It's very fun and creative. We have pet folios you can brand your logo on, whatever you're wanting on, coaster sets, spatulas. Really, you name it, we can do it. And if we haven't done it before, we're going to find a way to do it for you.
Clearly, if you have a mission to get your pet's face on something and you're going to make that happen, yeah. You can make anything happen. We'll go to Julia here before we leave. Julia, if people are looking for an opportunity to reach out, how do they start working with you? What's the easiest way?
Well, you can stop by anytime during the week. Our hours are Mondays through Thursdays, 8 to 5, and Fridays, 8 to 2:30. You could call us at 608-277-9111, and likely either me or Megan will be the one to answer. Or you could email us at sales@madisontop.com. And I got to plug our social medias. We're on Facebook and LinkedIn at Madison Top Company, and then we're on Instagram and TikTok, and our handle is at Mad Top Co.
Absolutely love the work you do, Madison Top. I continually am going to come back to you for business because you guys are so fantastic to work with as well. That's Megan and Julia from Madison Top Company. The website, madisontop.com, madisontop.com. Thanks so much for telling us about your engraving services today and for serving so many people here right in the Madison area.
Thanks, Jason. It's great working with you.
All right. We will take a break here on Let's Get Local. Be back here in a minute to tell you more. It's events from Dame by Local. The Shop Local Tour is coming up here in March as well. It actually involves restaurants and food, so you might want to come on back and hear about it.
And once you get a taste, woo! You'll never be the same. This ain't that ordinary. This that 14 karat cake. Ooh.
Hoy me levanto sin pensar, voy a dejarlo todo y luego yo pongo la mano en el aire, echo a volar sin complicarme la vida, disfrutar y yo quiero más, quiero más. Es como quiero ser, nada más, nada más. Ni un minuto que perder. Volar con el viento.
Welcome back here to the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason Hafeman, your host here of Let's Get Local. Glad to have you along with us to learn about local events and businesses like Madison Top, who can help you with anything, even one item. No minimums. Have you ever heard that before? Literally, I ordered 4 different colors of drinkware, 1 item each. They were all different and was able to complete the order. I didn't have to order 100 of the same color. I didn't have to do any of that stuff. And they engraved it and it looked beautiful. And it was exactly what I was looking for. So madisontop.com, madisontop.com. Thank you, Aaron, Megan, Julia, the team, for everything you do. Now we bring another Megan onto the show because we have a lot to talk about with Dane by Local. Madison Top, one of our members, Madison Top Company, they're still in the mix here, Megan, because they sponsor the Shop Local Tour event that's going on throughout the year, and we have another one coming up soon.
Yeah, we have our second event going on. We got a big publicity boost this week from Channel 3000 and some other of the media, local media, and it said it's our first one, but technically it is our second, but we're excited for the coverage. We have 10 total in this series of Shop Local Tours that Madison Top Company is sponsoring along with us, Dane by Local as hosts. Each month has a different theme, and this month is food. So it's kind of an easy one to sell because everybody's interested in food and everybody's interested in what's going on in the local food system and the local food culture in Madison. And this will really get you out there seeing some things you haven't seen before.
Yeah, coming up on March 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. You can purchase tickets at DameByLocal.com for the Shop Local Tour. Again, this one focused on food, which should get your attention. And it's also a little bit different time frame. The first one was on a Sunday afternoon. This one is an evening, a Thursday evening coming up, right?
Yeah, it's actually Wednesday.
Wednesday evening. There you go.
From 4 to 8. So, yeah, it's all of the events start and end at Delta Beer Lab. It's a gathering place just in the beginning, and when you return, you get a coupon for a free slice of pizza and a drink. Doesn't have to be their beer. It can be something else. So it's kind of a nice start there and leaves there, and Gallant Night Limousine brings over some kind of their, like, limo bus, those, like, you know, smaller, two of the buses to drive people around. So it's, you're riding in style for sure. So that's fun. This month is powered by Cavanaugh Restaurant Supply, and Cavanaugh is amazing. They are also helping us with Pi Day, giving us extra space by just delivering a commercial refrigerator for the day. They're just amazing. So I'm excited that they're teaming up with us to, bring people out into the community to these restaurants. Do you want to know who the restaurants are?
Yes, we have some good options on here for sure. And again, with the whole bus and you're getting the ride, if you have a drink or two while you're on the tour, it's okay. Not a problem.
Absolutely. And on this tour in particular, there will be some drink options at your stops. I'll go through the list and I'll give you, I'll start out with Bandung. Bandung Indonesian restaurant is on Willie Street. They open at 5, and so they're going to be the first stop for at least one of the tour buses. People can get in there before the store opens, the restaurant opens for the day, and they're going to provide one of their favorite menu items along with a premix of their favorite cocktail, house cocktail. So you'll start there, and then from there, you have lots of options. Bandit Tacos and Coffee is going to be one of the stops. The Deliciouser, which is moved down on Main Street and has opened up as a kitchen that teaches classes but also can be used for events. They were a spice cellar, but they are owned by two different local restaurant owners in Madison. And so they decided to branch out and kind of combine all their interests and do this one. So they're going to have a nice little sampling there, and you get to see their new space and drinks. Feed Kitchen is a local, we've talked about them a lot, but they're a local food kind of incubator for businesses. At any given time, they'll have over 85 different businesses functioning out of that one kitchen. So it's a really great thing for people to see, because you'll become aware of how a lot of our food gets on the shelves, especially the locally, like sauces and spices and everything are made there. And you'll get some samples. And then Orange Tree Imports on Monroe Street. You think of them as a shopping store, but the retail store, but they also do cooking classes because their focus is kitchenware. So they're going to have some great samples along with the opportunity to shop. And lastly, we are going to go to Migrants, which is run by Chef Oscar. He'll probably make some sort of vegan taco, I'm guessing. We don't know yet. As we learn what they're making, we'll put that on the website. But each stop, you'll get something to eat, and you get to learn a little something about the restaurant and the owner. They're all going to give a little talk, and you get a discount for the next time you come back.
Fantastic. I mean, a great food selection and opportunities. And like you said, to get to meet people, to learn what they do. And some tips to make your own food better when you're prepping it at home, all that good stuff. But some really great local restaurants to learn from, and owners being there is the big part of it too, for the story and for what their passion is and why they do what they do. I love hearing about all of that. Again, we thank everybody involved in that, and powered by Cavanaugh and Madison Top Company, the presenting sponsor of the Shop Local Tour. It is March 22nd, 4 to 8 p.m. And again, you meet at Delta Beer Lab, you arrive back at Delta Beer Lab, so free bus tour the whole time, or bus tour part of your ticket, I should say, the whole time, to go to all those places, and just a wonderful night, and then spend a little time at the lab, too, while you're there, because it's a really fun place to hang out. So,
yeah, and just remember, you can always get tickets on beingbylocal.com. That's
yes.
where we are selling them right now.
You're on it, Megan. There's other fun events happening too, but we are out of time. So head to beingbylocal.com. You can find out all about the Shop Local Tour. You can find about the breakfast presentation coming up on March 14th. We've got Pie Day. You can order pies now at beingbylocal.com. You also have a free lunch and learn opportunity with Zoe from Z Boutique. All of that right now. So go ahead and head to beingbylocal.com. Megan, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Be back in a minute. Hey, welcome back into Let's Get Local from the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason Aikman, your host. Really glad to be here with you as we heard about Dane by Local events coming up. We've got a big event you can participate from and with, no matter where you are. So it can be anywhere in the world and you can participate in this. We're going to tell you about that in a second. But again, we have to thank some more of our supporters of the program. Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles at Easy OP. You just heard their commercial. We thank them for being part of the show. Also, Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, evolutionfinplan.com. Check Sue out there. And Forward Tie Boxing, you heard about them here over the last commercial break as well. Abby and Brendan had a great Krav Maga workshop last week. You can learn self-defense or get fit by heading over to Forward Tie Boxing, forwardtieboxing.com. It is time. It's time to share big, right? We get a chance to have this event in our state, in our community, in our world. And it's all about local organizations in Wisconsin who are doing good things connected to Community Shares of Wisconsin. So we have several guests with us today. We'll start with Bria Brown representing CSW today. Bria, thanks for being on the show and thanks for helping out again with the big share.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So Bria, tell us for listeners who may be not familiar with the big share, explain what it is and how they can participate.
Yeah, so it's in its ninth year. The Big Share is an online giving day, which is amazing that it's been going on for 9 years already. So it's an online giving day that we put on every single year, benefiting our nearly 70 nonprofits at Community Shares of Wisconsin. So these are nonprofits that work on social issues and environmental issues. And basically all day long, we raise money, we give prizes. The principal sponsor, I'm pretty sure the whole time that this has been going on, has been Madison Community Foundation, and they're back with us again this year. So they help us put this day on every single year. And since the pandemic, the Big Share Live was added in. So we also have a day-long telethon extravaganza that we put on at Hinckley Studios. So they're amazing in making sure that we actually get the ideas to the screen. And yeah, we've been planning away for the past few months. So yeah, we're really, really excited that it's here. And the goal is to raise $650,000 across the seventy organizations by the end of the Big Share. So yeah.
Wow.
That's
so,
what it is.
So online, people can participate. They can donate now if they want, or they can wait for all the excitement of Tuesday and give however often they want to. It's easy, right, and easy to find.
Yeah. You can go to thebigshare.org, and there will be an additional link, which is like thebigshare.org/live_stats, which you'll be able to find on the day of, where you'll see both how much money we're raising and the live stream all day long. And if you follow along with your favorite organizations, which we have some organizations here, and surely they have things going on at particular hours, different organizations will be going for different prizes. So if you follow along and figure out when exactly they're trying to raise the most money and things like that, you can help your favorite organizations win prizes. You can also be a peer-to-peer fundraiser. If there's an organization out there that you love, you can set your own goal to raise $500 or $1,000 in your network. And that money goes straight to the organization and you just effectively help them expand their audience to raise more money on the day.
Fantastic. Wow, I just love the event. It's so fun. And having so many things happening virtually and in person and kind of so many different ways you can participate. So it's hard. You know, you don't have a good excuse to not somehow do something with this, right? Because it's so easy to do at least connect one way or another. no matter where you are, yeah, what you're doing.
Yeah, we have, there's a ton of events going on. So we're kicking off Monday at 6 p.m. With a hybrid event at Delta Beer Lab or on Zoom. But that's going to be Drag Queen Bingo, which we've done a couple of times in the past. And this is the first time bringing it in person. So you can participate online. We'll have a bunch of prizes, including like a Room of One's Own gift cards, which I like. I really, really want to win. So we'll have like a lot of prizes and things like that. And it's free to participate. But of course, it'd be amazing if you donated as well. And then on the day of, we'll have a ton of entertainment. Tony Castaneda's Latin jazz band is joining us again this year at the end of the day. So they'll be live at 5:30 in the studio. We'll also be at Cargo Coffee at 6 o'clock in the morning. And that is really exciting because Miss Wisconsin is going to help us give out the first prize of the day on March 7th. So that's just some of the events that are going on, but there's stuff going on all day.
You can find out a lot on social media. You can also find out a lot right on at thebigshare.org. So you can find out the list of events. You can find out which ones you can participate in, where they are, how to connect, all of that. Bria mentioned some of the groups and the organizations involved. So Community Shares of Wisconsin is its own organization, right? That does, that puts on this event and helps organize it and raises money to help distribute to causes and member organizations. But we have some of these member organizations with us here today. And Ruth with the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association is with us to talk a little bit about her organization and what they're trying to do and accomplish through the Big Share. Ruth, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're really excited about the Big Share this year. We've got lots of opportunities for match donations, times to be made, and we're just thrilled to be part of this for our ninth year participating also.
And give people a little bit more information about your organization, what you're we're working on, the issues and causes you're battling for right now.
Yeah, so Wisconsin Early Childhood Association exists primarily to help support the needs of people who are caring for and educating our youngest children, so our infants, our toddlers, all the way up until they become ready to go to school. So lots of childcare programs are our members, along with providing lots of services across the state of Wisconsin in the form of scholarships, stipends, food program, nutrition services for people that work in this field. One of the key ways that Community Shares supports the work that we do allows us to do advocacy and to work on critical public policy issues. I think everybody knows right now, and certainly through the pandemic, we all became really aware that childcare is sort of a crisis issue for many families. It's expensive, and yet it's also an industry where the wage structure is really low, and it's very hard for people to maintain work in this field, even though they really want to. And so it's the money that comes in through Community Shares that allows us to lift up the voices of people that work in this field to advocate for them at the Capitol, which we're doing right now.
Fantastic. Working for a great change and really important. And as you said, it's and those are issues that affect all of us across the board in one way or another. So really love that work. Thank you, Ruth. We'll be back around to you in a second. We're going to keep things moving and also introduce some of our other member guests. And you know, I'm a little biased here, but I love Project Home. Denise is with us now to talk about Project Home and the work that they have done for more than 50 years and continue to do. Denise, thanks for being on the show.
Hi, Jason. Good to be here. Just wanted to let everybody know that we've been a member of Community Shares for over 35 years. And as Jason mentioned, Project Home started back in the 70s to working in the housing sector. So right now, Project Home focuses on bringing home repair, weatherization, and insulation weatherization projects to the homeowners of Dane and Greene counties. We have been at it for 50 years, and we administer a lot of large City of Madison, state and federal grants for home, major and minor home repairs. And we are the conduit to get the homeowners with the funding to do these projects. Because as you know, home assets are build generational wealth, and maintaining them is very expensive. And with the initiative to get keep seniors in their home longer as they age out, very often taking care of their homes or making adjustments to the homes is cost prohibitive. So in a simple way, like we take care of people who need to help their parents modify their home by updating the bathrooms, putting grab bars in, putting wheelchair accessibility ramps, all those very fundamental things that you need to do to stay healthy and safe in your home.
Yeah, just
we also go out into the community and do a lot of home maintenance education classes through all the local libraries.
I love how the how so much of the work interweaves, right? It's focused on home, but you'll find this with so many different, and Bria can attest to this too, but so many different community shares groups, is that the work overlaps, it weaves, it like touches people's lives in so many different ways, and you might be focusing on one issue, but the domino effect of your impact then makes so many other things better in people's lives, and that's what we're all trying to do, and that's why Community Shares is an incredible name, the appropriate name, whoever came up with it, well done, well done. Thank you, Denise. We'll be back to you in a little bit more to find out more about Project Home and the efforts, but we do have another guest with Fair Wisconsin. We are so excited here with Megan from Fair Wisconsin. Megan, how are you? There you are.
Sorry about that. I'm clicking the wrong buttons. Always count on me to keep it awkward. But hey, I'm Megan McDonald. She, her, I'm the executive director of Fair Wisconsin. And we're Wisconsin's only statewide civil rights advocacy organization. So a core piece of our work is, you know, really at the state legislature, advocating for issues of importance to the LGBTQ community. And we help lead a coalition that's statewide of about 60 organizations and individuals to, you know, really promote, like I said, the issues of importance to the LGBTQ community, keep tabs on the efforts to, you know, sometimes there are efforts at the legislature to try to take back some of our protections and rights that we've, you know, developed over the years. And yeah, so that's a big piece of our work. But really one of the biggest things on our plate right now is probably the Supreme Court election coming up on April 4th. I promise I'll keep the C3 and radio friendly for you. No mention of parties or candidates, but, and you know, of course the work that we're doing is, you know, strictly nonpartisan, and this is a nonpartisan election, but, yeah, just really quickly. I mean, many people don't even realize that the Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are elected. They have staggered tenure terms in spring elections. And this year is a really big one that has the opportunity to sort of, you know, maybe shift the balance of the court a little bit. This election has the potential impact for a number of issue areas, civil rights, voting rights, workers' rights, healthcare access, environmental protections, criminal justice reform. Those are all issues that can come before the state Supreme Court in a number of different ways. And not to mention election administration. One of the reasons a lot of people around the country are paying close attention to this election is because if there are challenges to the outcome of the 2024 fall election, those could very well end up at the state Supreme Court for Wisconsin. So yeah, it's very, you know, it's very, you know, sort of core to our, you know, issues for the LGBTQ plus community. And so that really is the biggest thing that we're working on right now. And by supporting, you know, our organization and all of the other organizations, there's lots of organizations and community shares that do voting rights and voting access and election civic engagement, you know, work to help get people out to the polls. So when you support Fair Wisconsin and other groups, through the Big Share, you're really helping to make sure that we can protect those issues and those, you know, advancements that we all care about so much.
Yeah. And you are our listeners here at Mad Radio and on the Civic Media Network. They're well dialed in to that, and they know the importance of this race. But we need to get everyone to realize, hey, just get out and vote. Understand the issues, understand what the candidates are about, and please exercise your right because those spring elections, a lot of people kind of miss them. So we got to remind everybody, hey, spring election's important, but we'll also remind people about the Big Share here. And we're going to head to a break in just a minute. So we're going to talk more about the Big Share. But Bria, quickly before we go, tell everybody where they can find out more and remind them how to connect with the Big Share.
Yeah, so you can find out more at thebigshare.org, and you'll be able to find out everything that's going on that day. You can also go to Community Share social media. So you can find Community Shares on Facebook and Instagram. And I would also really recommend going to member organizations' social media. There's so much going on, and Community Shares will be resharing a lot of that stuff and has been. But I'm just like so excited to say that so many of the organizations have just had their own campaigns going on and stuff like that. So follow your favorite organizations and see what they have to share with you.
Share big on Tuesday. We'll be back to talk more right after this. Back for the final piece here of Let's Get Local on this Saturday. First Saturday of March, right before the first Tuesday of March, which is the Big Share. And that's what we're talking about here today with Bria, with Ruth, with Denise, and Megan, all about the Big Share. You can find out more at thebigshare.org and Community Shares of Wisconsin. We talked about member organizations, though, and what they're putting out. Going back to Denise at Project Home. Denise, talk a little bit about some of the efforts of Project Home to reach out to the community right now. Because, again, some of the work happens quietly, but you need the community support to help drive it.
Project Home has a, because of our length of service in Dane and Greene counties, we have a very good network of people who have been supporting and following us for years, as well as an accumulated awareness of all the work we do, so that we're just working with direct contacts with our databases and our supporters. So that's mainly how we're preparing for the Big Share. I wanted to say the two sorting initiatives, if you find us on the Big Share page, if you sort either by housing or seniors, will come up. And there's quite a bit of information on that home page about all the services that we provide in the community.
And it's a great way to support organizations. You can find out so much of them through the Big Share pages here as well, because the orgs themselves put so much into the event to showcase what they are. You can find out things at their website directly, but really nice to connect through the Big Share overall platform, because then people can donate right there and make it nice and easy and make it all part of the event. With Fair Wisconsin, as we head back to Megan, Megan just wanted to say, how are some of the ways you're interacting with people here for the Big Share? Tell them ways they can reach you.
Sure. A lot of, we're definitely going to be participating in some of the live events that Community Shares is putting together. That's a huge help to, our organization and all of the organizations. We're pretty small. We only have fewer than five full-time people. So, we really appreciate all the, help and support that we can get through these, opportunities. We will be, largely doing things online. We're going to have a, kind of going after the noon power hour on Tuesday the 7th. So we'll be doing a little $12 at 12 campaign. I hope we're not competing against any of our other fellow members, but with 70 some members, it's bound to happen sometimes. But yeah, that's one of the power hours we'll be going after. And we've just been, reaching out, letting people know, sending out some mailings, doing lots of social media posts and things like that, which obviously lets people know about the Big Share, but also, just sort of raises the profile for our organization and for all the organizations.
Back to Ruth with Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. Ruth, is there, as you look at the Big Share efforts, is there something specific you're really trying to do with this year's Big Share? Or are there just kind of generating support and overall awareness of some of the initiatives and issues out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important for people who donate, at least to my organization, through the Big Share, through Community Shares of Wisconsin, to know that Lots of organizations get a lot of public money, and we cannot use that always to do advocacy work and lobbying work and to lift up the voices of people who need support and having their voices lifted up. And so every dollar that comes to us through community shares, through the Big Share, goes directly into our advocacy efforts. Right now, we're advocating for a really significant state public investment into childcare, which benefits pretty much every community across the state. And we have some key times that we're hoping for people to also make donations through the Big Share. So we're participating in the Power Hour from 10 to 11. So if you want your money to go a little further, donate during the Power Hour from 10 to 11. And also be aware of the 1 minute matches at 7:45 a.m. and at 3:30 p.m., which allows us to expand the influence of the money that you give.
Bria, Ruth and Megan and Denise all bringing up these different activities and things affiliated with the Big Share. Tell people about some of those fun things. You guys made this event, but it's raising money, but you make it fun too, right? For people to participate.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So yeah, I'm so happy that Ruth mentioned the match minute. So we have some sponsors who will match the amount of money given to all of our organizations up to a certain amount at 7:45 a.m. and at 3:30 p.m. So those are some really good opportunities to expand what you give. As well as looking out for matches and things like that on your organizations, on your favorite organizations pages. So organizations have, you know, found sponsors, either individuals or businesses throughout the community to match a certain amount of money. So definitely check those things out. It's also important to let you know that, like, you only have to give $5. That's the minimum donation on thebigshare.org. So that $5 can go a long way. And another thing that's important to know, that our power hours, which we have, I think there are six throughout the day, and we've mentioned several of them here today. We give out power hours for both most money raised, but also for most donors. So that $12 at 12 campaign can definitely help get them to most donors in that hour, like regardless of how much money is raised during that time. So giving, even if you can only give $5 or a small amount of money, will help get these organizations to prizes. So yeah, we have all kinds of fun stuff. And then at the very end of the day, we have a couple of golden ticket prizes, and those are the last couple of hours of the Big Share, and those are random pulls, just an extra gift to some of our organizations, as well as the first donation prize on March 6th at 6 p.m. for online gifts. So if you give the first donation when we open up the actual giving day, then those organizations will get an extra prize. And if you give that last donation at 11:59:59, that organization will also get a prize. So yeah, there's so many fun things throughout the day. So
if you're a night owl, you could be a key contributor here for any organization in the Big Share. You got to be right on it, though. As soon as that clock changes to the minute and the day starts, get that donation in and then wait up until 11:59 and try to get that last one in there, too. I love it. It's so much fun. So many great ways to participate. Bria, Ruth, Denise, Megan, thanks so much for your time today telling us about the Big Share. Again, the website is thebigshare.org, thebigshare.org. More than 70 organizations participating. You can support. You can help bring our community and help shape what our community looks like by supporting in this. And I think that was such a great point, Bria, that you brought up. I love removing barriers, because this event is, while it's about raising money, it's about participation and awareness. And I think it's so important. Identify these organizations that are doing wonderful things in our community. Find ways you can support, whatever that looks like. Through the Big Share, it makes it accessible to you. And I love the fact that the organization Community Shares has made that possible.
Yeah, and I'd encourage everybody to reach out to their friends and family and to look around the Big Share website. As Bria said, it's really well built out and you can search. So in your family, if you each have different areas of interest that you're strongly, passionately involved with, you can find an organization that would be very grateful for your donation. Just encourage horizontal sharing, you know, of your enthusiasm.
Thank you all again. It's thebigshare.org. That's Let's Get Local this week. We'll catch you next week.